720 WGN, Pete McMurray. We're live at the auto show right next to the Chevy display. If you'd like to come out and see us, they have something for the whole family. Of course, they have great cars, the brand new cars, the concept cars. You can see the race cars, just about anything here. But they also have interactive displays for kids, for adults. They have a band where you can put on the guitar. They'll take your picture. You can turn into a superhero with a computer-generated image. Also, they have some of the best food out here from Chicago and easy parking. Or is it easy out parking? I think it's some of the same. One of the same. Easy parking, easy out parking. Yes. So come and join us at the auto show or stop by sometime this week. Tomorrow, I'm going to be hanging out in Wheaton. I'm hosting a community vaping event that is open to the public tomorrow at the DuPage County Health Department. Joining us from the DuPage County Health Department is Mila Sagalis. Mila, thank you for joining us.
Hi, Pete. Thank you for having me.
This is a huge issue for parents that have teens, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It is a big issue for teens and parents alike because they both have to be on the same page about what vaping is and what the dangers are.
I mean, these are e-cigarettes. Why is this such a problem? Because these were marked as a healthier smoking, if there's such a thing, right?
Yes, that's true. And I think while that may be the case for adults, I think that is the marketing plan. For youth, it is it's much different. Because for youth, the result has been that many kids initiate nicotine use with vaping. And research shows that youth that vape are four times more likely to begin smoking cigarettes.
Can you explain to people what e-cigarettes basically are? It is smoking, but about 100 times worse, isn't it?
Yes. I mean, you know, it's a device that provides nicotine or whatever's in the vape liquid as a, you know, something that's inhaled then. There's flavoring, and, you know, the actual vaping device sometimes can be adjusted to have other things in it as well.
Right, of course. We've seen an increase nationally in vaping in DuPage County. How much of an increase have you seen with high school kids?
Well, in DuPage County, we're no different. We have seen an increase in high school kids. In 2018, nearly 20% of our middle school and high school students reported vaping. And while that is alarming, 50% of the kids reported little or no risk of personal harm. So that's where you really want to pay attention and provide some education. Those vaping devices and flavors have been designed to attract kids, and they're often faced with ads and videos promoting the industry. This can be very challenging for parents because the devices themselves are easy to conceal.
Right, they are. You can hide them anywhere, and they look like jump drives from computers, don't they?
Yes, they do.
Wow. We hear about vape. I mean, the last few years, vaping has become very, very popular. Why is that?
Well, you know, again, the flavors, I think, are a big part of it. It's a gadget, it's a device, and, you know, it's a way to use a substance, and it's very easy to conceal.
With vaping, I'm sure it's addictive, right? Just like smoking?
Yes, it is addictive. It's, you know, the nicotine is still there. So it is addictive. The CDC reported that 99% of vaping products contain nicotine, and in fact, the new delivery system through the vape device, I think, is because it's so attractive, you don't know maybe how much you're taking in. Where before, someone could look at a pack of cigarettes and have an idea, a vaping device is different.
Well, Mila, how do you explain to kids that want to be cool in high school when they see their social influencer on YouTube vaping?
Well, you know, Pete, that's why we want to have this event on Monday night, because it's really important to talk to teens about the challenges they face with this issue. Because you're right, they see their peers doing it. They see people that they admire or follow doing it. So right. We need their input on what schools and parents can do to find solutions.
The event is tomorrow night from 6 to 7 at the DuPage County Health Department, which is 111 County Farm Road in Wheaton. We're going to be in the lower level conference room, right?
Yes, that's right.
I hosted an opioid roundtable about 2 years ago. We had a packed house, so I would encourage people to arrive earlier. And I would encourage parents and grandparents to bring their kids along so they both can learn the entire process. Wouldn't you agree?
Yes, I would agree. It's great for everybody.
And are you going to have teenagers speaking at the event?
We are. In DuPage County, we have a group of teens that have been really working hard on policy issues around tobacco. They've been successful with Tobacco 21, early adoption here in their communities in Illinois. They have encouraged smoke-free parks in their communities, So they're going to speak. They're going to talk about what they know and what they see. We will also have some school administration present and also some of our local state legislators to talk about what they think they can do. So maybe together we can come up with some solutions that work.
Mila, someone brought this up to me the other day. The vaping of today is like the smoking of the 70s. We suddenly realize, oh, my gosh, this is bad for us, and we got to teach the kids not to do it.
Yes. I mean, it's really exactly right. What is old is new again. So, you know, teens are smart. The factual information and the information and education we provide them is very important. But this is a whole new take on using nicotine and other substances. So we really need to focus on a holistic approach and what will work for young people so that we can start preventing people that are, you know, going to engage in substance use for a lifetime.
We have parents and grandparents that are listening right now. I have a 14-year-old. You have a teenager, right?
I do. I have a 15-year-old.
We encourage them to come to the event, but what can you tell them now for the people that are listening that startled you the most? The fact that you found out that you said, oh, my gosh, I need to pass this along to other people.
I think it is startling to know that this industry is really not that regulated. So you really have to pay attention to what's in the vaping devices. Vaping devices can be used for lots of things, even besides nicotine. So for kids who think that it's something natural or maybe it's something that's safer, those are conversations to have. It's also important to look at the long-term effects. Right. In Illinois, we had over 200 cases of vaping-related lung illnesses. And, you know, we had kids as young as 13 that were impacted by that. So this is important, and it is important for parents, grandparents, school administrators, everyone to pay attention to.
I mean, we all remember when we were teenagers in college, and when we were in college, we didn't listen to anyone. How do you get teens to listen nowadays?
Well, I think that peer-to-peer education is important and engaging
yes.
teens in these conversations because they listen to each other, and, you know, it took us many years to reduce youth smoking rates, but we, you know, it did happen. And so this is something that can be done. I think by involving teens and getting their input is important for them as youth leaders and then also for them to impact their friends.
How do you find these teens for the event tomorrow night?
Well, many of them have been working with us over the course of their high school years. So, and they've modeled, you know, seniors model freshmen. So we've been working with them. They meet monthly in Glen Ellen at the District 87 office. So we work with them on a regular basis, and they've been really great leaders.
Boy, I got to tell you, you guys are really on this at the DuPage County Health Department. When you did the opioid roundtable, I was so impressed with the turnout and the community leaders that showed up. I can't wait for this vaping thing because, again, I said that I have a teenager, you have a teenager, a lot of people listening have teenagers that are grandkids or kids. I mean, good for you guys for doing this.
Well, thank you. We're really excited you're coming, and we look forward to another packed house to have some discussions on this and find some solutions.
So 111 North County Farm Road in Wheaton at the DuPage County Health Department. It starts at 6. I encourage people to show up around 5:30 because it will be a packed house tomorrow, and it is absolutely free to the public.
Yes, thank you.
Yes, I just wanted to say that. Mila, thanks so much, and we'll see you tomorrow night, okay?
All right, great. Thank you very much.
All right, that is Mila Sagalis from the DuPage County Health Department. Tomorrow I will be sitting in on a community event. It's talking about vaping. And I'm sure you know a kid that's a teenager or you have a grandkid that's a teenager. It's 1 hour. We wanted to make it an hour so we can get the information in there and then you can go home and have dinner. So that is tomorrow night again from 6 to 7 at the DuPage County Health Department. All right, we're live at the Auto Show right next to the Chevy display. Quick break. It's 720 WGN.